The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Kevin Moore, 29, left in charge of his girlfriend's four little children while she goes on an errand. The three boys, Amir, Gabriel, and Ashton, pick on their little sister. In anger, Moore shoots them. When mommy comes home, all three boys rush to the hospital, but only four-year-old Ashton survives. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy Moore, who suffers from schizophrenia, tried to use an insanity defense, but Judge Eric Marks rejected the claim, citing testimony from two psychologists who determined that Moore understood what he did was wrong to some degree. Moore, a father himself to three young girls, apologized to the family and asked for forgiveness.
Moore found guilty two counts aggravated murder, one count attempted murder, and ag assault. He'll stay behind bars on two concurrent life sentences. Chicago cops spot Tahee Mullins, 23, wanted for battery on a cop and pull him over. When an officer approaches his car, Mullins throws it in reverse, backs over the officer, and takes off. After a car chase, Mullins and passenger Shaquille Fisher get out and try to run. They're quickly captured.
The officer fired his weapon at Mullins' car after being hit, but no one was injured by the gunfire. He was taken to the hospital and received treatment for a broken leg. Both men are now held without bail, and police have reported that Mullins tried to escape through the ceiling at the police station, causing severe damage to the building.
Mullins now facing two battery charges, attempted murder and fleeing. Don't worry, Fisher also facing charges. More crime and justice news after this.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A New Hampshire man facing a murder charge in connection with the disappearance of his five-year-old daughter, who has not been seen since 2019 and is presumed dead, has been indicted on unrelated gun charges. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
The Hillsborough County Grand Jury earlier this month indicted Adam Montgomery on two counts each of being a felon in possession of a firearm and being an armed career criminal. He is alleged to have been in possession of guns even though he has multiple felony convictions in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. He is scheduled to be arraigned on the new charges on April 4th. Montgomery pleaded not guilty in October to a second-degree murder, falsifying physical evidence, and abuse of a corpse charges. Authorities allege that he killed his daughter, Harmony Montgomery, by repeatedly striking her in the head with his fist. He pleaded not guilty to prior gun charges last April.
Authorities didn't know Harmony was missing until November 2021. In August, police announced they believe she was killed in Manchester in early December 2019. A Massachusetts man whose SUV crashed through the glass storefront of an Apple store, killing one man and injuring nearly two dozen others, has been charged with murder. 53-year-old Bradley Rain was indicted by a grand jury on charges of second-degree murder, motor vehicle homicide by reckless operation, and 22 counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon in connection with the November 21st crash at a Hingham shopping plaza. Rain was behind the wheel of his 2019 Toyota 4Runner when it crashed through the store, killing 65-year-old Kevin Bradley of Wayne, New Jersey, who was doing construction at the site, and injuring 22 others. First responders found workers and bystanders administering first aid to the victims, several of whom were badly injured. Bradley was pronounced dead at the scene. A 16-year-old northeastern Indiana boy has been sentenced to 65 years in prison for fatally shooting a man during a robbery outside of Fort Wayne Church. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
An Allen County judge sentenced Ahn Son-woo to the maximum prison sentence under the Fort Wayne Teens plea agreement in the slaying of 21-year-old Luke Borer. Woo, who was 15 at the time of Borer's killing, was charged as an adult. He pleaded guilty in February to felony murder in exchange for prosecutors diminishing other charges he faced. Borer was slain in April 2022 in the parking lot of the New Covenant Worship Center as the congregation was attending services inside. Police said Borer met Woo and another teen, Swar Hit, outside the church to sell them single-use vaping devices known as puff bars. According to court documents, church video showed Borer and Woo struggling over a backpack shortly before Woo fatally shot Borer.
Hit, who was 16 at the time of the killing, was also charged as an adult. He pleaded guilty to robbery in October and faces up to 30 years in prison. His sentencing is set for April 24th. The death penalty could be abolished in Ohio under upcoming bipartisan legislation announced Tuesday, the latest in what has been years of effort to end capital punishment in the state. State senators from both sides of the aisle called for an end to the practice, citing the financial blow to taxpayers to keep an inmate on death row, the lack of lethal injection drugs that has led to an unofficial moratorium on executions in the state, the danger of executing an innocent person, and questions over a state's right to end a life. The state's last execution was July 18, 2018, when Ohio put to death Robert Van Hook for killing David Self in Cincinnati in 1985. Ohio currently has 134 people on death row, according to the nonprofit Death Penalty Information Center.
Six teens at a Washington juvenile detention center barricade themselves in a room, threaten staff with handmade shanks, and claim to start a fire. Demands food from McDonald's. Once a negotiation team confirms nothing's really on fire, they convince the teens to lower their weapons and exit the room. Additional charges for detainees pending. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.